He is a songwriter, singer, vocal arranger, all of those things packed into one awesome man of God. It's Anthony Brown. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Melissa?
Hey, we're looking forward to having you guys here on Friday at Wake Chapel.
I know. I can't wait.
You're part of this huge McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour that will be here in just a couple of days, and you know the tickets are sold out.
You know, that's North Carolina. North Carolina supports gospel music, and it's just going to be crazy. I can't wait. I can't wait to get there.
Absolutely. So how long has this McDonald's tour been going on? You're going like from state to state, right?
Yeah, we've been going now since May 20-something.
What are some of the cities you've been to so far?
So far we've done Philly and we've done D.C., which were both really, really huge and great, sold out in both markets. And it's been fantastic. So our next stop is tomorrow in Charlotte, and then we're headed to you.
So we're just going to be loud and on fire so that everywhere else you go, you'll be just talking about Raleigh, Durham, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Anthony, you know we love you. Your song Testimony has just gone to the top of the charts. This song's dedicated.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
And you are a singer-songwriter. Actually, first of all, you're probably more so that songwriter, vocal arranger, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's my first love. It was my passion. Of course, you know, I've been singing and playing since I was, you know, a kid. But
what did I say, 3 years old or something like that, crazy?
Yeah, yeah. I was 3 when I first started playing. Singing, of course, been all my life.
Yeah.
But songwriting and vocal arranging really was my passion. It's how I got my start. And it really has been really good for me as well, because even with Testimony, I just found out today, Melissa, I'm telling you, nobody else even knows this yet.
Oh, okay, tell me.
Yesterday, I got an official letter from ASCAP that the Testimony is being honored as one of the top songs of 2013 at the ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Awards in L.A. later on this month. So I'm going to be heading to L.A. to be recognized as Testimony amongst all the other artists and songwriters, not just in gospel, but in the music
all
genre,
over.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, songwriting for me is my passion. I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Oh, congratulations, Anthony. I mean, this is no surprise. I mean, you've gotten other accolades and awards for writing other people's songs, like Maurette Brown Clark.
Yeah, I was with her today, in fact, writing for her next project. So she definitely is the tribute to helping me get my start. She's the first one to let me ever put a song on a record, ever. So I love her. She's the best.
She is.
I love her for allowing me to have the opportunity.
Tell us a little bit about group therapy. Now, I see you spell it T-H-E with a capital A-R-P-Y. Am I saying that right?
T-H-E-R, capital A-P.
There we go. I can't spell. I'm sorry. But anyway, how'd you come up with the name of the group, and what does it mean? Is there something significant about it?
Absolutely. Group therapy, for me, really boils down to this. Music soothes the soul. Music goes beyond our language barriers, every other barrier we have. And it has the ability to touch people from every walk of life, wherever they are, and connect them based on a melody and some words. I think that's so powerful, and that's what group therapy boils down to. It boils down to us being able to share the message, the love of Jesus Christ in a way where everybody can hear, listen, and be soothed from the inside out. And the capital AP just lends to the fact that group therapy used to be called answered prayers. And so I lean back to that by capitalizing the A and the P for people who knew us back when. And just to remember where we came from.
All right, so what are you doing next?
Well, you know, I just dropped Water, which is my new single, and that's doing well on radio already as well. That's my worship song. It's my heart cry to God every single day. So I'm glad that they're pushing that at radio now as well. But
yes.
Outside of that, you know, we did the season opener for Sunday Best. That'll be on in a few weeks. You can check that out. And I'm working on Sean Mitchell's project, doing vocal production for that. His recording is coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm kind of all over the place.
Yeah, you are. You're staying busy. Well, as we continue to support you, we're definitely looking forward to seeing you on Friday for the McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour at Wake Chapel.
Hey, man, I cannot wait. I'm telling you, I love Raleigh. I have a lot of friends down there, and I have a lot of people who hit me up like, I'm coming. So, you know, people on Twitter and Instagram, they've been so kind. From Raleigh just saying, hey, I'm coming through. And I appreciate them for connecting with me. And we're going to come up. We're going to leave it all on the stage on Friday night.
You, Erica Campbell, Kurt Carr, the Mississippi Mass Choir, they just released a new CD as well. Uncle Reese, Moses Tyson, and comedian Jonathan Slocum, all of them together on the stage, Wake Chapel Church, this Friday. We're looking forward to it, Anthony Brown.
Yes, I cannot wait to see you all there. We're gonna be there in full number, doing everything we can to lift up the name of Jesus and encourage some people. So y'all be out in Raleigh. See y'all there.